Hello and welcome to the Love Your Life Now podcast, brought to you weekly by Tina Thornton, Sabine Azayan, Christina Sargun Powers, and myself, Sonia Sophie. And today we're talking about alignment. Now, alignment has different meanings for every one of us, so I can't wait to hear what everyone here has to say about alignment. And I'm just going to open up the floor. Ladies, girls, what comes to mind when I say alignment, and how does it improve your life when you actually have it?
Well, you know what I think about alignment, because we just did the class. Energetically aligning all of your physical bodies with every energy center that's flowing through you. And we talked about the subtle body. So when you are in alignment with that connection, where you're deeply connected with everybody else on the planet, you're deeply connected with that infinite energy source, you are in an all-knowing space. So, you know, when you're talking to your clients, when you're talking to your students, when you're talking to your family, there is a compassionate connection, so you understand where they're coming from, you know what to say to them, you know where they are, and you don't have that energetic battlefield that goes on with them.
Right. I have a definition here, which makes sense to me and makes it really simple. So, what is alignment? It's an internal state of knowing what's best for you, from diet to work to relationship. So, yeah, tuning in to what's best for you and not trying to fit in to the ideas that other people have for you, or things that might work for other people might not work for you.
So alignment is coming from inside of you and from going inside of you, not from something that's outside of you, correct?
Correct. And how I relate this to food, because since Christina's talking about the emotional, spiritual part, being in alignment with your body is being able to listen what your body needs and giving it that. Mm-hmm. I think that's what alignment to me is, listening in. And our body always talks to us, and it lets us know with certain pains, or when you have great energy, that is telling you you're eating the right foods for your body, so you're in alignment with your body. Again, no one else can really tell you what you need. You have to be in tune with your own self and align yourself with that and give it what it needs.
And when you're in alignment, it's not a question. There's no confusion. It's not, I have my cravings, mm-hmm. or should I eat this or shouldn't I eat this? When you are really in perfect alignment, you know. It's a knowingness. Just like, you know, when we speak to somebody, same thing with when we choose our food.
Right. So alignment is when things line up in the correct order.
Yeah, we don't have to align ourselves with some format, or let's get in line with this or that. It's we're in line with ourselves.
Yeah.
And our bodies know.
Yes.
So Dr. Wayne Dyer, and the reason we're talking about alignment today is because we decided kind of last week that we're going to talk about all the 7 principles that he is mentioning in his book, Excuses Be Gone. And these 7 principles, when you live by them, they help you drop your excuses and therefore have a much better life that you can love. However, you can start loving your life right now and get in alignment right now. And his what he writes about alignment is that alignment is a basic truth that functions as your personal code, unlocking the mystery of manifesting anything into your life. You can learn how to readjust your thinking so that it aligns with your essential nature and puts you in harmony with source energy. This symmetry will allow whatever you'd like to flow to you. Stay aligned with source and enjoy exploring an excuse-free life. So when we are aligned and connected with source energy, then, and I believe we mentioned that same thing last week with awareness, mm-hmm. we can get off that hassle train where we are trying to make things happen and life becomes hard and the struggle and stuff doesn't work out and we're all stressed out. And instead, Number one, we use principle number one, which is we become aware. And number two, now once we have an awareness about what's going on and where we are and who we are, then we align ourselves with source energy and with everyone and everything that's around. Also letting go of resistance, resisting what is, just aligning with it. Okay, that is, so let me align with it. And now we can work with it.
And let's just mention, when we say aligning with other people, again, it doesn't mean I have to align with, you know, whatever you're doing,
yeah,
or line myself up to the way in which you live, or line myself up to the way in which you live. I need to align myself up to the source, the energy of the earth, moon, stars, connect with the infinite, whatever you call the source, mm-hmm, it's zero, it's really the same energy.
Yeah.
We have different names,
right,
for it. And then, when I am like that, I can align with you.
Exactly. So alignment, not in the sense of I'm going to do what you want to make me do, even though it's not the right thing for me. That's not what we're talking about. Aligning means letting that other person be and do whatever it is that they do, and just while staying true to yourself, now navigating like water around that person. So if it's someone that you're having trouble with relating, just saying, okay, well, I am just going to let them be, not being attached to the outcome, but being aware and knowing where I want to go, and at the same time allowing that other person to be in their space and not be bothered by it,
mm-hmm,
right, but stay authentic and work around it. So aligning myself to what is, whatever the situation is. And a situation can include a person, or sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah. I can think of, it was funny, I was thinking of it earlier, the wow, that yoga class was awesome today. It was amazing. I really feel the effects of that right now. And if any of you are in earshot of Altadena, California, if you could get your butts here, it's extraordinary. And if you need to jump on an airplane and come out here, we'll find a place for you to stay, so that you can experience being in what we're co-creating here. One of the things that came up for me is aligning in. We are so much in the world, and LA is a big place. And I remember one day being on the promenade, and there's a lot of people on the promenade, a lot of tourists, that kind of thing. And I remember there was a man, I guess you'd probably say he was, you know, he was mentally challenged. He was a homeless person, and there was an instability there. And I was watching. At some point, he let out a guttural sound, and I started to watch him kind of go into like a panic. And I watched people start to circle around, kind of back away, and they were coming from a place of fear. And it was interesting because I was just feeling the energy of what was happening. And I was watching the people gather in fear, but I felt what was coming up for me as I was aligning with him and the entire experience was that they were fearful. They wanted to protect themselves. They didn't know what was happening as he was escalating. And I felt he was more of a lost child or someone that needed some kind of help or just some kinship at that moment. So I just walked up to him, held out my arm, and he put his arm in my arm and immediately calmed down. And I just walked him across the street. That's all he wanted. And so we'll come into different situations where we may see energetics around us. And I think alignment can come from that place of you know, coming outside of the body. We're talking about aligning the 10 different bodies that we did in our practice this morning. But to have, to be able to move around that in a facile way in our day-to-day and bridge things that could be happening around us, it's another place for alignment to open and express.
So that's beautiful you said that, because as before you started saying that, I was thinking, how do we align ourselves? I mean, we know the definition of it, but knowing makes no difference if you don't know how to get yourself there. And of course, one of the ways for us is doing our Kundalini yoga on a regular basis. And so what are other ways where we can align ourselves with ease, because the ego and the mind and that ongoing negative conversation, the fear is always present. Now, we can't stop it, but we can bring in practices that keep aligning us with our source. So, yeah, any other thoughts on that?
Wayne Dyer was interviewed. I don't know if anyone has seen it, but if you can pull up Wayne Dyer and Abraham. And one of the things that was coming up in that, it was a beautiful exchange between brilliant, you know, brilliant beings. And one of the things that came out of that was the 17-second meditation. That if we can get to a place of, and it can be whether it's a particular, you know, if Christina has a certain phrases or certain focuses, I am a powerful, glorious being,
mantra.
Connected.
Yeah.
Yes. All you need to do is create that for yourself in the frame of 17 seconds. And that's enough to start activating within our being, creating more of that. We're actually creating more alignment by those little 17-second meditations. It doesn't have to be a big drawn-out process mm-hmm. where we say, my God, I can't sit for 20 minutes and connect with.
Right.
It doesn't have to be.
And what you're actually doing, I mean, if you don't mind me.
Absolutely.
It's the repatterning. So you have patterns and they're codes, and we operate automatically. You know, we get stressors or indicators, you know, what happens in our life. So we just do and we react, and so does most of the rest of the human race. Act in that way. So when we start repatterning, we start recoding our brain to respond differently,
mm-hmm.
to connect differently.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what mantra and meditation do. And so mm-hmm. mantra is a way to repattern it, whatever that mantra is. The breath is a way to repattern your autonomic nervous system.
And disconnect from the monkey mind.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. So here on the next page of Wayne Dyer's talking about awareness, it says...
Alignment, you mean?
Alignment is awareness in action. So what your experience in LA was, you were number one, being aware of what was happening, and you took action. And that was alignment. And your ability to align with what this person really needed at that time made a huge difference. And the fact that everyone else was not able to see that shows us that, number one, yes, we as a society really have to work on awareness, and we're really out of alignment. And when your body, your physical body, for instance, your spine, is out of alignment, then what happens? You get, what's that called, slip disc, there are all kinds mm-hmm. of, you know, you can't bend over, whatever, your neck hurts. Right? So when your body, your bones basically are out of alignment, that's a physical indication of, whoa, I'm out of alignment. Yet what four of us probably all know is that is just an expression of the thoughts and, you know, just the source energy.
It's the final
being
message.
Out of alignment, mm-hmm. exactly.
It's the final
yes.
message. And when you're more in your subtle body, you know, a lot of us will talk about energetically, we get the messages a lot faster, but the body is like the final frontier.
Uh-huh.
If you didn't get it, let me put it on your skin.
Yes.
Let's do something to mm-hmm. your body, because you weren't listening with all the other energy centers that this message flowed through.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So when we get to a disease state, when we have the disease, a lot of people say, ooh, all of a sudden I got, you know, cancer. All of a sudden I got a heart condition. All of a sudden I got psoriasis. All of a sudden I got this thing. And the truth is, no, that was not all of a sudden, but all the other signs were missed because there was a lack of awareness and there was a lack of alignment. So with just these two principles, if we start working on them and really keeping them in mind, the whole life will shift. And as Dr. Wayne Dyer says, your excuses will be gone, because when I'm truly aware of what's happening and I am aligned with the solution that I want to reach, there's no way I can make an excuse and feel good about it and go through with it, because now I know I'm just kidding myself.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Right?
Beautiful. Yeah. If anyone is out there going through a chronic condition or a big challenge, or a small challenge, it doesn't matter, but if it can look like cancer, it can look like disease, whatever that is, rather than want to have it pushed away from you, if we can take a look at it and be grateful for the experience that it's bringing to us, the teaching that it's bringing to us, be grateful for our body to be able to take something very harmful and encapsulate it and put it in a safe spot in the body until it can be addressed. The dis-ease, the condition that we're experiencing, is an absolute gift. And the only way to move away or to have that gift, certainly we would like to clear the cancer. The only way to do that is to move through it. We can't cut it away. We can't run away from it. But to actually welcome it in and to be thankful for it and create an alignment with it, mm-hmm. then we will be able to mm-hmm. to let it go. It served its purpose.
Yes. Embrace and accept and love that part of us which seems to be the least desirable aspect of ourselves. And when we can do that, then we become truly all-powerful. Our compassion increases not only for ourselves, but for everyone else. And that must have a huge impact on the planet. I mean, if that doesn't, then I don't know what will.
Beautiful.
So
yes.
Now, alignment is awareness and action. Wayne writes here, your universal source of being never thinks in terms of what is missing. Mm-hmm. Do you? Mm-hmm. It never thinks in terms of what it can't have or do. Do you? It never thinks in terms of what has never happened before. Do you? And it never thinks in terms of what others will think, say, or do. Do you? It never thinks in terms of bad luck or the way things have always been. Do you? So listen to the podcast again and write these down. And then question yourself. Are you thinking of things that way? And if you are, that's a sign that there is a misalignment. Mm-hmm. But now you already know the answer. Just do the opposite and you will see your alignment start to come in shape. And also, do a meditation, do an affirmation, pick up a yoga practice, or pick up maybe a running practice. Some people think running is meditative. Pick up a hiking practice. Pick up a practice of having your friend come over and then talk about the things that you would do if there was no limit, right? Don't talk about the things that you can't do or haven't done or whatever, but talk about the things that just dream out loud.
And if I can just say, connect to the breath. So in all of these things, whatever it is, whether it's the yoga practice or the running practice,
perfect.
Or a dance practice, whatever it is, the breath will change everything. That's the gift that we have. And the way in which we breathe changes everything on a very subtle level. So if there's nothing else you can do, be very conscious about the way you breathe and just change your breathing pattern.
Yes. I think we should do at some point a podcast about the breath only. I think that's such an amazing field in itself.
It's not very inexpensive to breathe.
Right.
Yes. So suggestions for implementing a realigned way of being. Ooh, does anyone have a suggestion?
Breathing. Tina has something, but as Christina Sorgun was saying, breath is the quickest way to realign.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've experienced this over and over when I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I need to be doing all these things to align myself. If I remember to breathe, that just brings me back to the present immediately.
Yeah.
Tina, you had something to share?
Just thinking, and also not being afraid to go out and reconnect with a source that's greater than you.
Mm.
I mean, just a funny thing, a person I used to work with, I had lost contact with him 12 years previously to this certain experience. There's no way that I was going to connect with him, or I didn't have a phone number, no way to track him down. He'd retired and left. And I just playfully put it out to the universe and just said, I really want to reach this person. I want to connect with him. And I just, it's up to you. I'm leaving it up to you. And that's it. 20 minutes later, I crossed paths with him at the demo station in Hastings Ranch at the Trader Joe's. 20 minutes later.
Wow.
Isn't that,
that is powerful.
And this is exactly what Wayne Dyer closes this chapter out with. He says, as a practice of getting yourself back in alignment, affirm, I am aligned with my source in all of my thoughts, and with God, all things are possible. Continuously, as many times as you can in a 5-minute period. So you just repeat that sentence. I am aligned with my source in all of my thoughts, and with God, all things are possible. The act of repetition helps the thought become a habituated method of alignment. Soon you'll empathically say, excuses be gone. So you make that a habit, and all of a sudden you can't help but think that. You can't think anything else. Mm-hmm. And with that, we are out of time already. Oh my goodness. So that was great. Thank you so much for listening. I do hope that you will actually take some of these things that we share and implement them into your life now and love your life now. So before we go, we have one workshop that we would like to let you know about that's happening live here. So if you're living anywhere close by around the Rose Bowl in
Los Angeles,
Arcadia, Monrovia, Glendale, Burbank, all those areas, come out to Altadena to this workshop. If you are a mom who has a teen daughter, or if you are a teen daughter who has a mom.
Or preteen. I would say 9 to 18. Okay. That is the age.
Yeah.
Okay. So would you want to say when that thing's happening?
Absolutely. That's happening March 15th. That is Sunday from 2:45 to 4 p.m. here at Yoga for Balance. It's my in-home studio. That address
is on the website, so just Google, go to meetup.com and Google Empowered Living - Love Your Life Now. So go to Meetup, put the area in Pasadena for the city, and Google or check out Empowered Living - Love Your Life Now. That's us. Also, you can find information on
yogaforbalance.org.
Yogaforbalance.org. Okay, and hopefully we'll hear you, or you'll hear us again next week. Like, follow, share the podcast, send it out to anyone else that you feel can get just as much out of it as we do every week. And we just really love doing this. We love to hear your feedback. And also, if you have a question, you can leave the question on the Podomatic site for us to comment. And we love to hear it and respond to it. So till next week,
we love you.
Bye.